If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out, what the hell do you want? Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.
So Psycho-Cybernetics, one of my top five books. It's one of Bob Proctor's top five books. And I want to read a little bit out of this and then comment a little. It says here, your automatic mechanism, or what the Freudians call the unconscious, is absolutely impersonal. What that means is it has no ability to judge. Your subconscious mind does not know right from wrong. It has no ability to judge. It's just it's a data storage center. I always compare it to like an operating system. It just, whatever you download is whatever you get. It says it operates as a machine. It has no will of its own. It always tries to react appropriately to your current beliefs and interpretations concerning environment. It always seeks to give you the appropriate feelings and to accomplish the goals that you consciously determine. It says it works only on the data that you feed it, in the form of ideas, beliefs, interpretations, and opinions. It is a conscious thinking that is the control knob of your unconscious machine. And it was by conscious thought, through perhaps irrational and unrealistic, right, that the unconscious machine developed this negative and appropriate reaction pattern. So what it's basically saying there is what we teach you guys about paradigms. Most of the programming that's in your subconscious mind was not done by you. It was done by your environment when you were from age zero up till, you know, your early teens. From what was going on around you, what you witnessed, the relationships you saw. Most of our original programming was not done by us. And that's what they're really talking about here. Then there's another part that I want to talk about too. It says, let sleeping dogs lie. The fact that there are buried in the unconscious memories of past failures, unpleasant and painful experiences, does not mean that these must be dug out, exposed, or examined. Now, this contradicts a lot of psychiatrists and psychologists, I believe. Right, a lot of times if you're going to sit with a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they might tend to dig into the past. And I'm not saying that's not a good thing, but at least according to this book and to what I understand, it doesn't really serve us to go backwards too much and focus our thought energy on things that we cannot change. You know, they got there however they got there. You should just, my opinion is to surrender to the process. Never mind why things got there. Right? If you have beliefs and behavior patterns that aren't serving you, let's focus all our energy on what it is to change those. It's no different than if you were in debt and you're focusing on the debt and trying to get out of debt. That doesn't serve you. Right? Focusing on debt, the subconscious mind, just all it sees is debt. What you want to do is focus on abundance and prosperity and earning money, and the debt will naturally go away. So this is one of the things where a lot of the materials we teach might contradict modern medicine. But you can make your own opinion on that, right? It says, as we pointed out earlier, all skill learning is accomplished by trial and error. Making a trial, missing the mark consciously, remembering the degree of error, and making a correction on the next trial. And this is why, so if you've done things, even horrible things in your past that you're not proud of, if you've been divorced, I've been divorced twice, those are learning experiences. I don't relive those. I don't dig them up. You know, not everything I've done has worked out. I've tried businesses. I've failed. What some people would view as a failure in business. And it's just trial and error. It's absolutely 100% necessary, right? You can study books till you're blue in the face. It's not until you go out and try something that you're going to get feedback, either good or bad, that will go into your subconscious mind and process the information so you can adjust and move forward and try again, right? So this is such a powerful concept in business, whether you're trying to open up a restaurant, a network marketing business, real estate, it doesn't really matter what it is you're trying to do, email marketing business. At some point, you are going to have to suck it up and try the material that you've studied. Same with real estate. And it's either going to be a good experience or a bad one. And here's the beautiful truth. It's neither good nor bad until you consciously perceive it as such. Right? I've taken six-figure hits in business, and I don't process those as a, you know, poor me, I lost that money. I've also been prosperous and developed seven-figure companies as a result of those six-figure losses. So the only way to find something out and figure it out is to try it. Another way is to obviously get a mentor, somebody that's already dealt with those pains and struggles, right, which is what we're doing here, that could communicate to you why you may or may not want to go down a certain path. So there's two different ways to learn things. And it says, yeah, this is true for if you're learning to pitch horseshoes, throw darts, learning to sing, drive a car, play golf, run a business, or anything, or even a relationship. So the process is the same no matter what. Anything that you want to do to impact your life, to improve your human experience, at some point you have to do the action part, right? We exist on three planes: on the spiritual plane, the intellectual plane, and the physical plane, right? So spirit is energy. That's where this all starts, and then the intellect is where we study things. We might study like real estate with Grant Cardone, and then we're going to go out and try it. Well, the physical action is the body. So we exist on three planes, and you cannot be prosperous or successful or succeed if we're not incorporating the third plane of action. And quite honestly, guys, the people that we work with around the world, the corporations, the individuals in our higher coaching programs, the biggest thing that I see that's a disconnect, two things. Number one is the action, taking the action. Number two is how they process the feedback, right? Do you take action and then get into a pity party or process the feedback as a negative thing, or is it just an adjustment? That's probably the single-handed biggest thing I could tell you is to learn how to process information. Most people, when I tell them I've taken some six-figure income hits in business, you know, I see their faces drop. But why would your face drop? I'm learning. You don't think about spending 200 grand going to school to become a doctor as a waste of money. So this is true in business too. We have to spend money. We have to try things. Sometimes we emotionally get hit or hurt if it's a relationship. Sometimes it might be physical. Everything we do, we have to put out first and then process the information and then adjust the plan and then try again, right? So what I want to kind of go over today is your subconscious mind. It's either going to work for you or against you at all times. It's doing that right now as you speak. And if we remain ignorant to how this works, then this is going to happen to you and you're going to think, why is the world treating me this way? We're going to blame everything but ourselves and just, you know, oh, I got bad luck. There's no such thing as bad luck. It's not being in harmony with the universal laws and universal principles that we have to understand. What we need to do, guys, is start to scratch the surface, is consciously make a choice to recognize that we want to change things. So if you've made the conscious choice that you want to change your physical appearance or your finances, your business, your love life, that's the tip of the sword, right? The second part is to understand that you have to know a little bit about the subconscious mind if you're going to change your mind. Like, what is the mind? And that's why we're digging into Psycho-Cybernetics by Maxwell Maltz. If you don't have this book and you've been listening to us, then it tells me that you're not closing the knowing-doing gap. Like, get the book. It's a couple of dollars. Very, very impactful once you understand this information. And another thing, guys, we have to understand that the past failures in our life, or what we view as failures, were not failures. That was just feedback. It was just information. Like I said, I've been divorced. I've lost a $1 million home. I don't look at that as anything other than feedback. You know, what could I have done differently in the relationship? Why did I lose that? How do we go down that road? Why did I choose that in the first place, right? So you make better decision going forward. But I don't dwell on that. Does that make sense? Hopefully this is kind of registering. I don't look at anything that doesn't work out as a failure. I might have used to, but not anymore. And Bob Proctor is the same way. So that being said, I don't get upset about things. Think about that one. When something doesn't go my way, I don't get stressed, I don't get upset, I don't blame anybody, but I just look in the mirror and figure out what could I have done better. So my life is very, very, very calm. You know, I don't have stress, I don't have anxiety for the most part. If I do, I'm able to just kick it right out of my brain. And I don't say that to impress you, I say that to really impress upon you to tune into these Matrix Mindset Academies, you know, get into some of the books that we're studying. If you're starting a business, seek mentorship. Maybe you want to work with us at a higher level, or maybe it's somebody else, but seek mentorship and really start to understand what this feedback when we have a failure is. And Bob has a nice saying that I love, and he says, let go and let God. What he's really saying there is to forgive yourself, or forgive and forget. There's a lot of sayings, right? And I have an action item today, but when you talk about forgiving, it has to start with self-forgiveness. You know, if you screwed up in a past relationship, you got to forgive yourself. If you've made errors in the past, we're human beings. You have to forgive yourself, and I'm gonna let you know why. And then we have to forgive others too. And I don't care what anybody did to you at any point in your life, there is a reason why you need to forgive people. And it's not for them, it's for you. Right? If you understand about the perpetual transmutation of energy, energy's flowing to and through us. So if you have feelings of hatred, anger, or you just, I don't like that person, or that, you know, this person owes me $100,000, like, and you're having those feelings towards somebody else, right? Feeling is a conscious awareness of the vibration you're in. And so in other words, you can't feel anger towards somebody without that energy flowing to and through every cell of your body first. Think about that one. So if you're angry at somebody, that energy is toxic going to and through every cell in your body before you can express it to them. This is why you forgive somebody. And I don't care what they did. I don't care. It could be the worst thing. I mean, there was, I forget who this was. It was recent too. I think it was on TV where a woman had forgiven the murderer. Somebody murdered her son. And she was very religious person, spiritual, and she had forgiveness for that person because she understood this concept. Think about the years and the decades of future anger and misery and the low vibration and the stress she was going to have to endure on top of her son being dead because she understands this stuff. So guys, my action item for today, you're probably not going to like it. I want you to think of all the people in your life that you have any kind of either hatred or ill contempt or grudges. I don't care what it is. Write those down, and I want you to take some physical action here. And I've done this too. I'm not asking you to do things that I haven't done. I want you to reach out to these people, either by text or email, write them a letter, phone, call them. And I want you to disconnect from the results, because some of these people you may forgive, and they may tell you to go F yourself. Disc them, that doesn't matter. It's not about what they do. It's about you actually mentally, spiritually, physically letting go of this baggage that is not serving you. You cannot be in a creative state when you have these negative thoughts and feelings in your mind and your body. So I want you to take this one serious. The action item for today, if you have anger towards any person anywhere in this world for any reason whatsoever, I want you to reach out to them and just forgive them. Say, you know what, it's been a long time. I forgive you. I'm letting it go. Whatever it is, I don't care if it's money. I don't care if it's a spouse that cheated on you, an ex-wife. It could be anything. Take this one seriously, guys. And watch what happens to your life. You got to let go of that energy if you understand this energy. What I want to talk a little bit about today is a couple of things. We're going to continue in the psycho-cybernetics, but I want to talk a little bit about the subject of brainwashing and how it works, which might sound a little evil, but we're kind of constantly getting brainwashed all the time. And when we talk about paradigms and programming, most of us, actually all of us, have been brainwashed since birth into the society and the environment that we've been around. I'm not saying that in a bad way, but basically that's what's going on. You know, our parents have their conditioning and their paradigm, and they're doing the best they can, but they kind of implant their ideas of what's right and wrong, and you know, things like religion and health, and you know, we're not choosing the food that we eat. We don't choose much when we're babies and in our early life. So we're getting brainwashed all the time anyway from news and media and TV and school and the social environment that you're in. It's all coming in the spaced repetition of content and forming your paradigm, forming the way that we think and act and operate. Hey Joe, how you doing? Hey Dad, what's happening? Good morning. Good to see you. So we're getting brainwashed all the time anyway. And what we're doing here in the Matrix Mindset Academy is we're giving you choices, we're giving you options, we're feeding you some of the principles of how the wealthiest people think and act and operate. But what I want to suggest to you guys is that you, from here on in, that you start to choose the information that you're allowing to brainwash you. Right? It's happening anyway, whether you choose it or not, but you can choose the information. You can read, you can study, you can, you know, listen to the Matrix Mindset Academy, but you want to think about the content, think about the information that's coming in and then question it, right? We always want to question, you know, is this valid? How do I feel about that? Do I believe it? Do I agree with it? That type of thing. And again, we're using the spaced repetition of content. That's why the Matrix Mindset Academy is perfect, because we're working with you every single day with a little bit of content. So over the months and years that we work together, you're going to be getting all the information that I get from some of the world's top thought leaders. You know, we spend a lot of money every single year working on our mindset training with Bob Proctor and people like Eric Worre and John Maxwell and Damon John. We're constantly brainwashing ourselves from the billionaire mindset, right? Working with these people. And then we're feeding it to you as we go here on a daily basis with the Matrix Mindset Academy. So basically, it's your time to start choosing. You know, if you're not conscious of the information that's going into your mind, it's time that you start choosing what you're watching, what you're listening to, what you're putting into your mind every single day. I mean, this book that I have here on my desk, you know, Think and Grow Rich, I've read this countless times. I don't even know now. It's on my desk every single day, just sitting here looking at me, and I read it from time to time. I usually read something every single day, and that's that spaced repetition of the mindset of some of the world's most successful people in history, right? So I want you to think about that as we go forward, and I'm going to pick up where we left off last week in psychocybernetics with a little bit more content. And again, what we're doing here is the spaced repetition of these ideas from Maxwell Maltz and the cybernetic mechanism that is your mind, and really the explanation of how that works. Where we left off last week, what he's talking about here is that the fact that you want to ask yourselves questions, right? Like, why do I believe that I can't do something? Why do you believe that you can or can't do something? Whatever that something is, you know, why do you believe that you can't be the CEO of a company? Or why do you believe that you can't get to six or seven figures in your businesses, whatever that may be, or if it's a physical challenge? But, you know, why do I believe that? Is it somebody else's thinking, somebody else's programming, like your parents or the people that are around you or the people that employ you? Hey, Lisa, what's happening? Happy Monday. Then you want to ask yourself, is this belief based on an actual fact or on an assumption or a false conclusion? This is a really big one. And I think part of the problem is we never sit down to just ask ourselves and to think about some of the things we believe. You know, if you're in a certain profession, you might want to start asking questions about that. You know, would you still choose, I'm going to get into this a little bit later, but would you still choose that profession knowing what you know now, right? And then Maxwell Maltz, he has a few questions here. It says, ask yourself, is this belief based on an actual fact or an assumption or false conclusions? Then he says, ask yourself these questions. Is there a rational reason for such a belief? The fear of public speaking is one of them. Is there a rational reason to be afraid to speak in public? The answer is no. There's no rational reason. It's a subconscious fear. It's an invisible, intangible fear that people have. And I always tell people, I tell my clients that public speaking is a seven-figure superpower. When you can translate ideas and beliefs by the power of the written and the spoken word to a mass of people, it's a seven-figure superpower. Anybody that's leading companies or leading big organizations or leading anything, they're generally good public speakers, and they hone their craft and they practice and they get comfortable being uncomfortable, right? Number two, it says, could it be that I'm mistaken in this belief? That's a really good one. My wife and I were kind of masterminding this week and some content from Paul Check. And boy, he really gets you thinking about where some of the early ideas come from in your life and beliefs about science and religion and you know, building wealth and all kinds of things. So he's another person that we've been listening to. And the third one is, would I come to the same conclusion about some other person in a similar situation? This is a big one. What they're really saying there, it's easy for us to give advice to other people. I know a lot of people that are really good. They actually know what to do. They've studied and they know what to do. And they can tell somebody else what to do, but then they don't do it in their own life. They don't take the action themselves, right? They know it in the mind and the in spirit, but they don't get the body into play and take action on what they're saying. So this is very common with you know, internet mentors. Everybody out there is a coach these days. And, you know, before you decide to choose a coach, you got to look at their actions and their results. Because it's one thing to know something and proclaim to be able to teach it, but you can't effectively teach something unless you've put it into action and experienced results. And that's what we're doing here on the Matrix Mindset Academy. I never suggest something to you that we're not actually doing on a daily basis ourselves, providing the results that we get. And number four, it says, why should I continue to act and feel as if this were true if there's no good reason to believe it? And I see this happen all the time from ideas that are passed on from parents to kids, right? And because our parents are, you know, when we're growing up, there's such a dominant role or an advisory role. We certainly look up to our parents for the good part of our lives. But it's important to understand that most of the ideas that they have in their minds, they never chose. Not unless they've been studying this information, right? Not unless they understand the subconscious mind and how we program it. Most of what they program you with was not even their choice. It's passed on from generation to generation. So they don't know any better. It's not a harmful thing. It's not a knowing, willful act to put fear and doubt and worry into your mind. It's just they don't know any better, right? So we need to question this stuff. It goes on to say, you know, don't just pass these questions by casually. Wrestle with them. Think hard on them. Get emotional about them. Can you see that you've cheated yourself and sold yourself short? Not because of a fact, but only because of some stupid belief. I like the way he says that. He uses very plain language. Right? Some of these beliefs that we have are just plain stupid. And if we take a minute or take 15 minutes a day to ponder this stuff and think about this stuff, we can see objectively, which means pulling yourself outside of yourself and looking back in, that we're thinking very irrationally. And we have these beliefs that just make no sense whatsoever that were put there by other people, right? They get a pretty good story here, too, that I'll read. It says, an old farmer said he quit tobacco for good one day when he discovered that he left his tobacco home and started to walk 2 miles for it. Think about this. The habit of smoking, right? He forgot his cigarettes were at home, or his tobacco, and without even thinking, he got out of the tractor. He was prepared to walk 2 miles to go get his cigarettes so he could keep killing himself smoking. If you think about objectively how stupid that is and how stupid it sounds, and I apologize if you smoke, but it's definitely a stupid habit. If you're thinking, you wouldn't do that, right? He was prepared to walk 2 miles to go get the cigarettes. Then it dawned on him, like, wait a minute, that he was being used in a humiliating way by his habit. And that's really what smoking is. People say it's a physical addiction, but the subconscious mind, the mind controls the body. So it's more of an addiction of the mind than it is the body. And, you know, if you have a habit like smoking, you're being used by the habit. The habit wastes thousands of dollars a year. It kills you. It ruins your body. There's no upside to it whatsoever, right? So if you have the habit of smoking, it's good to just ponder that and say, wait a minute, this habit is driving my body and wasting my money, and just there's just no upside to it. And the more you ponder that, you start to get upset with it, with yourself, for allowing this this paradigm, this habit to control your life. And that's what he did here. He said, once it really dawned on him, he questioned this. He said he got mad, turned away, went back to the field, and never smoked again. And that would be my wish for you guys too. If you smoke, and it's I get it. It's not an easy thing to quit if you've been doing this for years. But it's to really think about that. Close the knowing doing gap. Like, never mind New Year's too. People always wait till New Year's. That's just another day. That's a conscious thing that's made up in the minds of man. Well, I'll quit New Year's. You know, New Year's 2020. That's another excuse to put something off instead of taking action and doing something, right? So I want to talk to you a little bit. There's a really healthy way to look at things that we do with these habits, right? And this healthy way is to kind of look outside yourselves. And we try to do this too. You know, if you were to look at your life and kind of dissect it physically, mentally, spiritually, financially, and ask yourself, would I still make the same decision knowing what I know now about blank? So it might be about your profession. Like, I know some doctors and lawyers that I work with in our higher ticket coaching. They've come to the realization that there's no way in hell they would have chosen to be a doctor knowing what they know now, right? And we're actually working with them to help them switch careers into other things that can equal and pass their income. But basically some of these people have become doctors and they open up practices, and it was really based off of some early conditioning about the glamorous lifestyle of a doctor, or the glamorous lifestyle of a lawyer, or the fact that they might make a certain amount of money. And then when you have a higher level of awareness, you find out that you can make, 10 times what a doctor, or 100 times what a doctor or lawyer makes sitting at home in your pajamas, especially with the income streams that are accessible to us. So it's a good thing to think about. Would I still make the same decision, knowing what I know about your profession, knowing what you know now about your health and eating habits and diet? Like, if you can look backwards and say, wow, I would do this differently, that's a good way to look at it. And we make changes right here and now. Even about relationships, this is a controversial one, right? Knowing what you know now, would you still make the decision to be with the person you're with? And I'm not suggesting that everybody goes out there and gets a divorce, but it's a good thing to talk about together and just be fully transparent with each other. And then maybe see where some things have gone wrong, but then take action towards fixing them together, right? So when you're fully transparent or radically transparent in your relationships, in your careers and work and everything that we're talking about, that's when things can move towards that higher level of awareness and towards fixing things, right? So we got to ask ourselves these questions. So hopefully I get you thinking a little bit. If you don't have the book Psycho Cybernetics, I definitely recommend you get it, because we're kind of using that to move along throughout the next month or so with some of the content. And the action item I want to do today, guys, we always give you an action item, right? Find a habit that is not serving you. You know, if you come home and plop down in front of the TV, if you're smoking, if your diet's out of whack, or if you have bad spending habits, find a habit that's not serving you, right? And the habit that might be controlling you instead of you controlling yourself and mastering your mind, right? Identify what that habit is. Could be a little one too, right? And start doing something about it. Change it, right? It could be smoking, spending, like I said. It could be, overspending or bad. Some of it might be even just bad work ethics, right? If you're an employee and you get that mindset and you're clocking in and clocking out and you get a bad attitude and you're not going there, over-delivering and building yourself, that's a bad habit. You know, make the habit of giving all you can at work and then watch what happens. Do that for a period of 6 months. Watch what happens to your paycheck and into your position at work. But I want you to identify a habit and then make a commitment today to change it. Don't wait for New Year's, right? That's the biggest excuse I think we have is the New Year's resolution and waiting. I know people that are making New Year's resolutions, you know, back in August, like putting off decisions for 6 months. And all I hear is paradigms when I hear that. So make a decision today to change something. Identify something and change it. And then here's the other part of that. I want you to call somebody. Call somebody that you know that's close to you and let them know what you're doing. Put yourself on the hook. It's like, you know what? I'm quitting smoking today, and I want you to know because I want you to help hold me accountable. Right? And just think about one day at a time, like Elisa says.
If nothing else from this seminar, I want you to figure out what the hell do you want. Not what you think you can get. What do you want? We say to make a paradigm shift, that's what you're doing. You're going to learn exactly how to do it here today.